Once we're established, the first mission I mean to launch will be to get word back to Taglios that you and your brother are both alive. You're really angry, and you're going to come back. We all must dream, the woman told me. You don't want to go back? Do you recall the taunt you laid before me every day, Rajadharma? Sure. What I may want is of no importance. What my brother might want does not signify either. He's had his adventures. Now I've had mine. Rajadharma constrains us more surely than could the stoutest chain. Rajadharma will call us back across the uncounted leagues as long as we continue to breathe, through the impossible places, past all the deadly perils and improbable beings. You reminded me again and again of my obligation. Perhaps by doing so, you created a monster fit to battle the beast who displaced me. Rajadharma has become my vice, Sleepy. It has become my irrational compulsion. I continue to follow you only because reason insists that even though this path leads me farther from Taglios today, it is the shortest road to my destiny. I'll help where I can. I did not commit the company, though. I still had the captain and lieutenant to waken and deal with. I started to move on. I wanted to visit with Master Centaraxita for a while and lose myself, perhaps in an interplay of intellectual speculation. The librarian's horizons were much broader these days. Sleepy. Radisha? Has the Black Company extracted sufficient revenge? We had taken away everything but the love of her people. And she was not a bad woman. In my eyes, you're just one small gesture short of redemption. I want you to apologize to the captain once he recovers enough to understand what's happening. Her lips tightened. She and her brother did not let themselves be slaves to considerations of station or caste, but still, apology to a foreign mercenary? If I must, I must. My options are limited. Water sleeps, Radisha. I joined Suvran and Master Centaraxita, taking a few minutes to visit with the black stallion on the way there. It carried one eye, who was breathing, but otherwise did not look much better than a corpse. I hoped he was just sleeping an old man's sleep. The horse seemed bored. I suppose it was tired of adventures. Master? Suvran? By some chance, do you two suffer any memories you didn't have before we came to the plain? They did indeed. Centaraxita more so than Suvran. Shivetya's gifts seemed shaped for each individual. Master Centaraxita proceeded to relate yet another version of the Kina myth and of Shivetya's relationship to the Queen of Death and Terror. This one assumed the point of view of the demon. It did not say much that was new. Just shifted the relative importance of various characters and, laterally, blamed Kina for the passing of the last few builders. Kina remained a black-hearted villain in this version, while Shivetya became one of the great unsung heroes, deserving of a much higher standing in myth. Which could be true. He had no standing at all. Nobody outside the plane had ever heard of him. I suggested